Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the merchant shit. Let's go hook him up!
Edition of Over the Top Radio. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm joined by my co-host, Couture. What's going on, Couture?
Not too much. What's going on with you?
Not too much. Just hitting my bong as usual, trying to start the show. And we got our other co-host, Craig, on the line. What's going on, Craig?
I am not hitting my bong.
Well, you don't know what you're missing.
I do. And anyway. Been a heck of a week, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, there's been some interesting news stories. I guess some people just can't stay the fuck out of the headlines. And I guess we can pretty much go ahead and start with the news already.
You don't want to mindlessly banter between us before we get to the news?
Sure. What do you have on your mind, Craig?
Oh, let me tell you about my day at work on Tuesday. Was lifting some very heavy cabinets with some incompetent coworkers. And as we were lifting a cabinet, this guy dropped the other end of his cabinet and went owie, 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 and was shaking his hand about. Well, I was on the other end of that cabinet, so I was forced to the floor while holding on to the other end of the cabinet. And so he dropped his end, and I did not drop mine, but I did fall to the floor with it instead. So I got up and went and bent over to grab my tape measure that was on the ground, and shooting pain up my left side and down to my hip and all the way up my back. So I got to go to the doctor early. It was a heck of a week.
Well, I'm sure he's prescribed you a shitload of pain pills, so you got my address from the shirt, right? Send some over.
I gave me some muscle relaxers and some pain pills, and yeah, they are good. I ain't gonna lie.
Could you always use some?
Yeah, 10 milligrams.
Did you kick the guy's ass? Did you kick the guy's ass for almost hurting you? Doesn't he know that you're handicapped and you know you could really really hurt yourself?
No, I didn't kill him, and no, I'm handicapped, but wanted to, really wanted to. He's a temp, and he's got Coke bottle glasses, you know what I mean? He's a real piece of work, and oddly enough, his name is Greg, but Greg did not get killed. He did get scolded for dropping a cabinet because he got a sliver in his finger, but that's another story for another time.
Yeah, sounds like a real man's man you got there working with you, Craig.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We get the winners.
Hey, Katrina, you got anything interesting going on this past week?
Nothing really, just working. We're getting pretty good rain right now here in Dallas. That's about it.
Oh yeah, man. We had a nice little thunderstorm this morning, and shit, I hadn't seen rain like that, and I couldn't even tell you how long it's been so long.
I know. It feels like I came forward today. I can't remember the last time it rained. I mean, it feels like it's been like 3 months or something like that. So they're putting out those fires. Do what? I said, is it putting out those fires that you guys had in Texas? Oh, I don't know. I don't care. State is burning.
Yeah, they're not making they're not being as talked about as much as they were last week. So I'm assuming they're either under control or out. But who knows? They could still be running wild. For all I know,
it's depressing and boring. I see. Now what are you gonna do? But I follow wrestling, which is also depressing and boring. So you know, I'm not missing anything. I'll say. Speaking of depressing and boring, did you watch that Sting Flair match last night?
Oh God! You know what was missing from that match? I don't think they did one. And I tell you how bad like Ric Flair's got. And we saw no press slam. What's a Sting Flair match without a press slam?
That was.
He can't even do the Flair flop. How's he gonna do the?
I know. It was just so bad. Oh gosh.
I didn't see it, and to be honest with you, I'm glad I didn't see it. And yeah, I mean, as bad as I heard it was, and I heard that was an edited form too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently the whole match, when you like watch it, if you're in the arena, it was like terrible, and Sting forgot spots and stuff like that, and I don't know. You know, I was talking, name dropping, I'm going to name drop here. I was talking with Dave Lagana this week, and I remembered what he did on, you know, the ROH shows, which we'll talk about the pay-per-view here in a little bit. But he was talking about editing and things like that, lighting, you know, all that stuff. And so as I was watching TNA last night, I was kind of nitpicking it. There was a spot where it was the Mexican-Americans and... Testmacher and all, you know, that mixed tag match, the eight-person mixed tag match. There was a spot in there where the good guys were making the comeback, and one of them hit a big move, and the girls went flying, and like the camera panned over to the crowd. Everything was happening in the middle of the ring, and the camera panned over to the crowd. When they came back, the girls were on opposite ends of the ring. That was a bad edit. I mean, it was totally obvious that somebody screwed up something really bad, and they had to edit it out. I mean, it was you couldn't have not seen this. It was phenomenally bad.
I just watched the Flair match. I didn't watch the rest of the show.
That's probably a safe bet.
I mean, when I got Brian and Vinny, they're going to review it in a few hours afterwards. I don't even need to watch it. I'll be more entertained when they review it. So.
That's very true. Oh, goodness.
Hey, Craig, you have a fan listening live from Ireland, so why don't you say hello to them?
A fan listening from Ireland? Is it Blake Norton?
No, it's not Blake Norton. It's a certain girl from the website. You, so want to be a gentleman.
Yeah, I know who she is. What's up, girl? How you doing?
Is that the person sending you PMs from Facebook that I keep hearing on my phone?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, well, it's her, and then I got Barbara, and then I got that asshole JD from the board, Thrasher's friend, being an asshole. So I'm being flooded with IMs at the moment, while I'm doing my show, of course, of all times.
Well, at least Stevie J isn't texting you anymore, so don't worry about that.
I tell you what I watched this week. So that's good.
This week I watched Micro Championship Wrestling.
You know, I had heard about it. I just didn't know it was on. I really had kind of wanted to kind of have seen it when I did hear about it, because I really loved the Hashtown Brawlers. That was like such an awesome show. I mean, that was just fantastic. And, you know, I didn't really hear all this talk about it. And then I'm just on Facebook, and I'm looking at my news feed, and somebody on my news feed mentioned that Roderick Strong is on Michael Championship Wrestling. I'm like, what? And I'm like, I know he's pretty goddamn short, but, you know, come on, that's not funny. And then to find out that he actually was, according to Couture.
Yeah, they did a deal where they were doing these, little shit shows at like a fraternity house, and, you know, they got the little shitty ring set up in the backyard of the fraternity house, and they're having these matches. It's really bad stuff, but it's very entertaining. But anyway, at the end of it, you know, Roderick is like the head frat guy that's supposed to pay him, and the guy that heads MCW, he said, "You're a little short here." I said, "Yeah, I'm a little short." And I'm not trying to sift these little people. And then one of them got, well, I can't say he got in his face. He just like, well, got to his belly button and said, "I don't like being called a little person. I don't like being called a midget." That's the first time I heard that one. Said, "Okay, chill out, little dude." And then all the midgets attack him and take the rest of their money from Roderick. It was awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
So Roderick Strong was by a bunch of midgets.
The females, they fight, but they're like, they do like boxing matches for the females. And these boxing gloves look like, you know, like real, like little kids, those float devices that you see them when you teach them how to swim. They go over the arms.
Mm.
Yeah.
Water wings.
Yeah. That's what they look like. And eventually Hulk Hogan came in and said, "We're not doing this boxing crap anymore. You had to go out there and wrestle." And so these girls are so dejected in the back. They said, they're just crying because they had to wrestle and they were set on doing the boxing thing. And the one major girl says, is crying, says, "I feel so small right now." I died.
The jokes. Goodness.
This show's awesome.
Did you repeat it, man? My phone cut off there, Couture.
I said she was crying and she says, she was upset about not doing this boxing match, and then she says, "I feel so small right now." And one of the matches gets arrested for peeing outside of a bar. He couldn't find the bathroom.
Okay, who's eating their phone?
But this is an awesome show. We'll not have a second season. It's just shitty of a show, but it's damn entertaining.
Hey, guys, I'm going to have to call right back in because my phone is cutting out real bad. And just keep talking, and I'll be back.
I feel like I've been talking to myself for the last 5 minutes.
Well, I didn't see the show, and you were doing such a nice job, I just figured let you roll with it. Before you guys got talking about this, I was going to say, I not only did I lose my back this week, I lost most of my numbers in my phone book. So, and by phone book, I mean my phone. So, Stevie J, I'm talking to you. Ed, I'm talking to you as soon as you get back on the horn here. Please text me your number and who this is so I can, you know, I keep getting these random text messages and I have no idea who they are. So, unless it was saved to my SIM card, it is now out the window. So, please text me and make sure that I have your number in my phone.
How did you lose all your numbers?
I'm back, guys. I think I got a better connection.
How did you lose all your numbers, Craig?
My data plan wasn't working, and my wife basically ended up having to reboot my phone. I lost everything that wasn't saved to the SIM card, so I lost tons of numbers that I had.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay.
I mean,
okay,
yeah.
The switchboard's saying that I'm not on. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, cool.
Well, I guess we can get into our news this week. Shall we start off with the bad stuff or the really bad stuff?
Well, I'll let Couture, because Couture said he had stuff to rant about, so.
Which one do you want to rant about, Couture?
This is the first one. I think we all know what the first story should be, so.
Well, we'll start off with this curtain jerker. Matt Hardy was arrested for the third time in the last 4 weeks on the 12th of this month on another DUI charge. According to the arrest report, officers at the airport were alerted to a motorist of a possible drunk driving near Raleigh-Durham International Airport that afternoon. When police got the word, they found the car. They watched the car, which was driven by Hardy, swerve into a curb and then back into the road. He was pulled over. The police officer by the airport authorities described Hardy, isn't that Freudian slip, as having a slow and slurred speech, sleepy eyes, and very lackadaisical demeanor. They asked him to walk a straight line, and he lost his balance after two steps. Hardy was then asked to take a breathalyzer test, and he ended up passing it because there was no alcohol in his system. He was also given a blood test for other drugs, and the results are still pending. Hardy, after being released, wrote on his Twitter, "For the first time in my life, I have been gotten. Wow, 0.0. I am truly appalled." Did he write that, or did you write that?
He wrote that.
This will not go down without a fight. Police then held him until a drug recognition officer was brought in to ask Hardy to do more tests. After those tests, Elson believed Hardy to be impaired, and then he was arrested. Hardy was scheduled for a 11:30 court date. That's 11:30, in other words, November 30th. If he is found guilty in two of the three accidents, he will be mandated to serve some time because North Carolina mandates time for two DUIs in a 5-year period.
Well, I mean, what were you just saying? He was a fucking idiot last week. I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. The dude must be popping like fucking a dozen somas or muscle relaxers at a time in the morning. I mean, because this happened like, say, in the afternoon. I mean, the dude is just fucking, the dude likes being fucked up. That's all I can say. Thank you.
At an airport. Yeah. Driving around an airport.
Well, you can get lost in an airport pretty easy.
Yeah, but you kind of drive slow, you know. I mean, it's not that hard, is it?
I don't think so. But
some of those, I actually had a friend in high school. He got pulled over and they thought he was driving drunk. And he doesn't drink at all, and he failed the sobriety test. So,
oops.
Well, he just might have been coordinated in Clemson.
He's a breathalyzer.
Matt Hardy is a pro wrestler.
You guys are talking all over each other.
I was talking first,
sir.
Not my fault. No, I already said what I need to say. I don't need to say anything else.
You
ruined it.
I think you said it last week.
Yeah,
he's a piece of work. He needs help. He needs it badly. Again, I hope he sees 2012.
This is gone past being sad. This is just, I don't know, he's just like a big troll now. You know, I don't know. He's a jackass.
I can kind of see how people can say that, but, you know, and then what you just said, Craig, a minute ago, like this, what you said about in 2012, I mean, this is not going to be, people are going to say this is not going to be a funny joke or whatever, but you could literally start taking, you know, your date and time on the when does Matt Hardy die, you know, thing, because it. I mean, how many accidents has he had in the last few weeks? Been arrested? I mean, the dude.
He might not OD like
a lot of other guys, but he's about to kill himself and probably somebody else take them with him.
He had accident like the day before that other drunk driving thing or whatever. That nobody knew about, and I don't know. I was more pissed off when he teased with that suicide note because I was expecting this awesome observer with the, you know, the Matt Hardy story, but unfortunately it was false. I was so excited. Those are my favorite issues.
It didn't really bug me when he. I shouldn't say it didn't bug me. It didn't disgust me when he, you know, got smashed and fell down the stairs at his house. Now he's out driving around affecting lives of the public, and that's just stupid.
And a drug recognition officer, what's that, just like somebody that can tell somebody's on, like pills or something?
That's what I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're driving, I said it a few weeks ago. You know, we've all done stupid shit when we were younger. I'm not going to say I never did any of that, but, you know, now it's just, it's just intolerable now.
I should probably just keep my mouth shut about that point.
Mm-hmm.
I know Robert wants to hear my point of view on someone driving while under the influence. So. It's wrong, Robert. It's very wrong. He shouldn't be doing it.
And we don't need another thread like a few years ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody find a designated driver.
Yeah. I know. Anyway, are we going to keep talking about the douchebag, or are we going to go ahead and move on?
Well, I was moving on. Hulk Hogan is in the news this week. He had two stories. We'll start off with this one. Hulk Hogan puts foot in mouth. Hogan ended up sticking his foot in his mouth on Sirius Radio when asked about Angle's arrest. He tried to get out of the subject by saying he didn't know what to think, and he said he doesn't know the facts. Then he said, you know, I've talked to his ex-wife, and she said he's a horrible driver. The whole time they were married, she wouldn't even let him drive the kids. He texts when he drives. He's great in the ring and as far as focusing, but his people skills are horrible. Apparently Hogan's are too. He has two left feet, and it translates into his driving. I'm not making any excuses for him, but I want people to know the facts. The facts are before passing judgment. Karen Jarrett, after reading those comments, said people should never make false statements and say that they had conversations with people they didn't. Thank you, Karen, for stooging off Hogan.
Right. It's like asking Hulk Hogan not to breathe air.
Hulk Hogan only lies when he talks, so it's no big deal.
You know, I just happened to, the other day at work, I was listening to one of the old shows, or one of the Brian Avenia shows, where Brian was stalking Hulk Hogan. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the bookstore. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was pretty much just like that, you know. Yeah.
Okay. You know, whenever somebody asks him about something, even if he doesn't know any details or never heard of what they're talking about, he has to have a story like he knows what they're talking about. You ever notice that?
Yeah, it's like Brian was saying, he has to be, like, people expect, I guess, more from him, so he just has to be so full of shit whenever he talks to people, because that's almost like what that, you know, the Hulk Hogan they know. And it's like.
And he wouldn't be Hulk Hogan, you know, if he didn't do stuff like that, so I don't really care.
Yeah. I mean, he could literally pull 12 children out of a burning bus, which would be like an incredible feat. And in the next, you know, when he's doing the news, he'll have rescued 100.
Yep, he'll bump it up.
Yeah.
Just like Andre with 700 pounds.
And died right after he got pinned or something like that.
Right, as soon as he hit the mat with the power slam, it caused his heart to fail. Getting back to the Brian stalking Hulk Hogan thing, Brian likes to not act like a quote-unquote mark, so he doesn't do any... He doesn't react when things happen when we go to, like, wrestling shows and things like that. And he doesn't want to look like a mark. So when he went to see Hulk Hogan, instead of looking like a mark, he was peering over the child's books counter in order to see Hulk Hogan. Now he looked like a creepy mark.
Creepy mark that was up to something.
That's right.
When the Necro Butcher got thrown in our lap at that show.
Well, that was different. He screamed like a little girl.
Well, at least he didn't scream like a little girl and run away like Rodney did.
He's been to those UFCs where they don't let you jump up and down and scream and holler at
right.
the press. I think that carries over to when he goes to wrestling.
it's actually pretty tough not to cheer or get into it or get excited when you're that close, because I've actually been on press row twice, and one of them was for the, I'm sure Craig saw this, I know you didn't, Katrina, was the Sharon Henderson first fight. that went like five rounds, and I caught myself giving him applauding him after the fight was over, and then like I was thinking to myself, oh shit, what am I doing? I hope I don't get in trouble here or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they'll throw you out of there quick if you act biased.
Yeah, I can understand that. You know, you don't want the people that are, you know, got press credentials and are, you don't want them jumping up and down and like freaking out or something like that. And it is kind of goofy, like for a real sport like that. So with wrestling, it doesn't matter because they don't. Cause wrestling doesn't even acknowledge that the people like Brian exist, so it don't matter.
That's right.
He shouldn't be embarrassed to mark out. We've all seen the video of the Ricky Steamboat Ric Flair match not so much Dr. Lucha, maybe a little bit, but Dave Meltzer and his big ass afro and his big ass guns was fucking marking out like a little bitch during that match.
That was awesome.
The match or Dave marking out?
Both. Both of them.
Yeah, that was awesome.
In other Hulk Hogan news, Hogan team teases retirement. Hulk Hogan on the 14th claimed he was going to retire from wrestling and would bow out of the 9/21 Impact tapings, where TNA is taping from the 6th of October and the 13th of October. The final two shows for Bound for Glory. He had been scheduled to face Sting at the Bound for Glory pay-per-view in a program that has been built since the first day in TNA. His first day in TNA, sorry.
You know, I've always, like, especially last year when he had all those back problems and the surgeries and stuff, I was always wondering why they were still building this. And I didn't think they were going to have a match, and if they did, it'd probably be, like, one of the shittiest matches, like main event matches. Because...
Right.
What can that guy do? I mean, just stand there and punch? I mean, I don't know why they kept going with it.
That's all he needs to do is Hulk Hogan. You can talk all the things you want, but if you were in that arena and Hulk Hogan came out, you'd be marking up and going crazy for everything he did.
Well, I would only mark out.
Unfortunately, what he'll probably do is break a hip or something because, I mean, he's going to get hurt, dude. Seriously. I mean,
I wouldn't mark out if it was
go wrong.
I wouldn't mark out if it was TNA because, I don't know, I need Hulk Hogan to come back to real American like in WWF, so that would make me mark out. Hogan and these other shows, he just looks so, I mean, he just makes him look so sad on these other shows.
Have you seen the little figures that are out now? It's a skeleton dressed in the yellow and red, and he's ripping his shirt off.
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, I gotta find you this figure. I'm pretty sure Feinstein is selling them through his RF video site. But it's a skeleton with. Anyway, it's a skeleton with blonde hair, and he's got the red bandana on, and he's tearing a red shirt off of himself, and it's pretty amazing little toy. It's
coming to me on Facebook this week.
Yeah, I saw that.
He threatened you.
He friended me.
Oh, he friended you.
Yeah,
I see.
Or I friended him, whichever way it works. Hey, I just got an email from Blog Talk Radio. You want me to read it?
Yeah, they're going to throw us off the air?
It says, your show is getting popular. Craig Wilmot is now following your show. Thank you, Craig Wilmot. And I'm figuring that you're listening since I got this email, so keep listening.
Our show
is better.
Our show
not
is,
really.
Our show is getting popular.
Our show's always been popular. We've always been good. What are we talking about?
No, nothing. Okay, let's see. Gunnar wins the quote-unquote What Pro Wrestler Will Embarrass Themselves on Twitter This Week award. Sunday night on his Twitter account, Gunnar wrote, amazing job from all Impact talent tonight. No surrender was a success. And then, in all caps, suck it, dirt sheet, and fat computer marks at home. Then, earlier today, he wrote, so apparently the message boards are calling me an egomaniac. Ah, you guys are silly. Fat computer marks. Oops, I did it again. He followed that with, all right, folks, let's get it trending. For those of you dirt sheets,
for those dirt sheets calling me an egomaniac, and he tagged it at Fat Marks, at Fatness Hatter Net Marks.
Sorry about that. The most ironic note was that he also posted today, I don't listen to them. It doesn't bother me at all. Thanks for the kind words, man. And also, good thing the so-called message boards don't really mean crap to me. My true fans are the only ones who know we all bust our tails to entertain you all.
All right, first off, what do you think his board name is, since he knows what's going on the message board?
The so-called message boards, but they're not actually message boards. They think they're message boards, but they're not really message boards. You dumbass.
He cares
a lot about stuff he says he doesn't care about.
I didn't see the TNA pay-per-view. But from what I heard about it, by all accounts, I shouldn't bother to go out of my way to see it.
No, I
so,
watched it. Boring.
Yeah. So, if you're a dirt sheet writer and you have an opinion, apparently it's not okay to voice it, Mr. Gunner.
I wonder who he thinks is fat, because, okay, it's not Fry, it's not Dave. Wait, it's not Wade. Who's at the PWSpyware.com that's fat? Who do you think he's talking about?
He's probably just talking in general terms of wrestling fans who are mostly overweight.
Like yourself?
Like yourself.
Fans don't criticize. Like, if you criticize, then you aren't a fan. That's a bunch of bullshit. I hate when these wrestlers get on. I got respect for everything they do, but, you know, if I think he had a shitty match, I'm going to say it's a shitty match. If I think the show's shitty, I'm going to say so. But I'd rather somebody tell me something's bad than be doing something bad, but wanting, you know, and just, what was it called? I can't remember.
What?
Just put me over when they know I'm doing something shitty. I don't want to be put over when they know I'm doing something shitty. You know, tell me the truth. Mm-hmm. I guess what I'm trying to say.
I would rather somebody critique me in love and hey, this is what I think, than go behind my back and talk trash about things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, you know, I don't know, maybe Al Snow wrote these Twitters for him. I don't know. It kind of sounds like something he would do. Maybe I'm wrong. Mm. I don't know. But, you have these guys say, you don't know what a bad match is.
Sure.
Okay. Well, if I tell you you had a good match, I guarantee you'd say, thanks a lot.
Right.
Now, if I can judge a good match, I can judge a bad match, right?
Absolutely.
So,
it makes total sense to me. Speaking of that pay-per-view, the No Surrender pay-per-view results are as follows. Jesse Sorensen defeated Kid Cash in a number one contenders match. Bully Ray defeated James Storm in a Bound for Glory match via DQ. Storm accidentally spit beer in the face of the referee. He had Bully Ray beat with a cross-arm breaker when the referee disqualified him. Bully ended up with 52 points overall. Winter defeated Mickey James to retain the Knockouts title. Mexican America defeated Pope and Devon when Sarita tripped Pope while he was going for a suplex. Mexican America will retain the World Tag Team titles.
Real quick on that Knockouts match, that was spitting something in the eyes.
Yes.
Number two and number three. So
yeah.
Can count.
Matt Morgan defeated Samoa Joe with a carbon footprint. Bobby Roode defeated Gunner with a crossface in a Bound for Glory series match. The submission win gives him 10 points and puts him at 52 overall. And, yes, that means he was tied with one Bubba Ray Dudley. Austin Aries, who is probably my new favorite wrestler because he is just amazing, defeated Brian Kendrick with a brainbuster to win the X Division Championship.
You're just talking about how wrestlers get pissed off if they have a bad match or something like that. I had the pleasure of witnessing a little conversation between one Austin Aries and Brian Alvarez when Austin Aries told him So who are you to judge me, or how many matches have you had? And the Brian say hundreds and trying to defend himself. And I think he did a good job and actually won Aries over that night.
Bobby Roode defeated Bully Ray with a spinebuster to win the Bound for Glory series. Bobby Roode will challenge for the world title at Bound for Glory, and that's going to be Kurt Angle, and that will be in Pennsylvania.
He should win, I think. I think he should win.
Yeah, he should win. Bobby Roode's so good. If WWE could pick up two people from TNA, and only two, I would say Bobby Roode and Karen Jarrett.
I don't think Bobby Roode's awesome, but I don't think he's a one man act. He's always just his most, like when he's looked good with either in Beer Money or he looked really good in Team Canada. But when it's just him, he's just missing something to me. He's more of a second player or a tag team partner, or I don't know. He's just, to me, I can't see him as a real, real main eventer. I mean, he might win and be in the main event for a while, but I just don't see him as a main event wrestler.
Personally, my choice, if he was, well, they couldn't do it because he was injured anyway, was I would actually put James Storm in the main event against Kurt Angle and put him over for
Bubba.
The title.
I'd rather see Bubba. Bubba's been
awesome.
He's the only thing that
too,
I enjoy on TNA lately.
Deal, it doesn't make any sense.
But it was in Philadelphia, so it would have been like Punk in Chicago.
Yeah, but I mean, just like putting over like one of the, you know, guys like Beer Money who've been there for, I think AJ Styles said they've been there for 9 years or something like that last night on TV, which is depressing. But you know, it's time for those guys to start being in those world title main events and stuff like that now.
And in the main event on the show, Kurt Angle defeated Sting and Mr. Anderson to retain the World Heavyweight Championship. At the end of the match, Hulk Hogan appeared in the crowd and sprayed Sting in the eyes with mace. Kurt Angle was able to hit him with a blinded Sting with the Angle Slam for the win.
Now, Angle came out for that match, and I thought he looked like Dynamite Kid. He dropped a lot of weight.
Yeah.
He's down to like about 215 pounds, I think they said.
It's obvious that he's off the juice.
No, I don't think he's off the juice. He's just toning up. He's doing a lot of that amateur training, so I mean, even though he's not going to make it, he's still trying, so he's losing a lot of it from that. I guarantee you,
he's so full of shit.
It's as strong as ever. But hold on, going back to this little theme of stuff in the face, being blown in the face.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know every TNA agent. I know two of them, which one happens to be Katrina's buddy, Al Snow, and the other one is D'Lo Brown, and I don't know, maybe Pat Kenny. You know, these guys haven't been around long enough to realize that your main event's going to require someone getting sprayed in the eyes, so you're going to have it happen three or four other times before that.
A kind of a weird finish to do in the first place, you know, throwing something in the eyes. You'd think somebody would notice that you're doing it like four times a show. I don't know. Maybe the agents don't compare notes or something.
That's probably the problem.
Because I remember when Lance was
not that
like,
many
agents.
It's not like WWE where you got like a shitload of agents. There's not really that many. You had, what, 8 or 9 matches. I mean, you know, some of those guys had to have been involved with another match that had somebody sprayed in the eyes. I mean, it's just like they don't really give a, you know, it's just, they just, they just really go out of the way to not make sense, it seems like.
I remember when a while back, I think Lance had talked about this, and when he was in ECW and they had like an arena show or something, and, you know, like 3 matches ended with somebody using a super kick or something like that, you know. Just doing the same finish just on the same show like that, I don't know, that's just bad.
Yeah, it's no good. It's no good. Moving right along, speaking of pay-per-views, I'll talk about one that's not going to suck, and that is the ROH Death Before Dishonor iPay-Per-View that will air tomorrow. Check your local listings at GoFightLive.com. We've got Jay Lethal and Homicide versus Rhino and Tommaso Ciampa.
Why did Eric Stevens change his name?
That's not Eric Stevens.
Are you sure? It looks like Eric Stevens to me.
I'm positive. It's not Eric Stevens. We have El Generico versus Jimmy Jacobs, who will be seconded by one of the greatest men in the world, Steve Corino. The Bravado Brothers will face Future Shock, and they will all face the Young Bucks, so it will be a triangle tag match. We have Steve Corino versus El Generico. Is that a typo? Is he wrestling twice?
I don't know. I copied and pasted. I didn't even read the lineup.
What was the match you just said, Craig?
It says El Generico versus Jimmy Jacobs, and then it says Steve Corino versus El Generico. So I guess Generico's working twice on the show. I don't have the TV anymore, sorry. The ROH Tag Team Champions, or excuse me, just one of them, Charlie Haas will face Michael Elgin. Possibly the show stealer, the Briscoes, will face the All Night Express in Ladder War 3 for the ROH Tag Team title shot. Also, Shelton Benjamin will be facing the Prodigy Mike Bennett, and in the main event, Eddie Edwards versus Roderick Strong in the Ringmaster Challenge. The first fall is a pinfall only, second fall is submission only, and if it's necessary, the third fall will be a 15-minute Ironman match.
That's a fucking awesome fucking match if Roddy's recovered from that ass kicking he got from the midget.
I think you'll be fine, Ed.
And again, actually, it's kind of like a, you know, I love ROH and they've always had awesome pay-per-views, but it seems like a little bit of a lackluster card. Like, I mean, it's like there's better matchups on the TV shows coming up or leading up to it. It's not the most, you know, the matches just don't totally stick out to you like past cards, which, of course, they haven't been able to build them as good without the TV, you know.
Yeah.
And stuff, but I'm sure it's still going to be an awesome show. I'm going to watch it. So.
Yeah, definitely. So, again, go to GoFightLive.com and check out the pay-per-view tomorrow. I think it's like $15, and you're not going to get a better value on pay-per-view for that kind of money. So check it out.
Speaking of ROH real quick, we got some news earlier today about Fabio Cassagnoli's new name in FCW. You've seen this? Antonio Cesaro.
Cesaro?
I don't know. Cesaro. I don't know. It's not any more absurd than Claudio Castagnoli. I mean, not that.
Claudio Castagnoli is an awesome name.
When you put them together, it's one just sounds, it's not much different than the other. I mean, it's not like a stupid name.
Congratulations to one of our most popular guests, and he's done our show like three times. Claudio was awesome. I actually sent him a congratulations text, and he actually responded to me. So, you know, he's always been a real, real cool
shake everybody's
dude.
Hand.
He's long overdue. He should have been there that first time when they whatever that fake story about him not having, a green card or something. You know, you've been in who?
I blame Johnny Ace.
Absolutely.
But,
goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome that that's one thing that's missing from the pay-per-view. There's no Kings of Wrestling. I mean, that's just I'm sad to see him leave ROH, but at the same time, I'm happy he's going to make some real money, and hopefully he won't be in Florida long. I mean, he could come straight up. It's too bad they're not bringing, hopefully they're going to bring in Hero, but it would have been really cool for them to be a tag team and aligned with, you know, CM Punk, but
they still might
go that way, unfortunately.
Yeah, it doesn't mean nothing. They could go that way.
Yeah.
Although being a tag team in WWF doesn't mean much, but whatever.
Well, it means they're getting paid more than they've been getting paid in their whole career. I mean, let's be honest there. They should be happy with that, you know.
There's
a big difference between ROH and WWE as far as paycheck.
I really don't understand why he needs to go down and do some time in Florida, though.
So he can be detrained.
I guess. Well, I hope he continues to know how to run the ropes.
He better know how to take it. So they're holding it against him. They'll be thinking he's running the ropes wrong.
Before we went on the air, I watched the two Sin Caras square off in the ring on SmackDown tonight. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet. It's actually not over at my house yet.
Is there not
going to be cool. See, the fans were really behind, you know, like the real one. I guess because they could tell that the other one wasn't the real one. So I'm looking forward to that.
They're going to go with the one that's more jacked up.
I don't know.
I think the fake one is more jacked up than the other one.
Isn't he a little more flabbier? He's just bigger. He's just, like, got more size.
I think he's a little bit more cut than...
He's a Mexican. You expect a Mexican wrestler to have that much size, really? I mean...
When you really think about it, there's really no really big Mexican, big men in Mexico. I mean, Alberto Del Rio was a big man in Mexico, and he's just barely above average here. And then what's real funny is they don't take really good steroids. They take shitty steroids, so they'll be somewhat jacked up, somewhat fat, and then just have the worst fucking acne you've ever seen. I mean, I think Scorpio Jr. was so bad, he hit the ropes and shit would fly.
Okay, then. The WWE does a tribute to Edge after the SmackDown tapings. After WWE finished up taping SmackDown, they brought Edge back out to the ring with Trish Stratus and played what was described as an awesome video on his career. Christian then came out and put Edge over and said that they were like brothers. Also coming out was former WWE and ECW star Rhino, who worked with Christian and Edge in WWE and on the other independents before any of them made their name. Bret Hart, who got Edge into the company, was also there, along with Sweet Daddy Siki.
Sweet Daddy Siki.
Okay. Edge's mother and Edge's original trainer, Ron Hutchinson, and several friends of Edge. Hart gave a speech announcing that Edge, not Hart, would be the best there ever is, was, or will be. The entire locker room came out to pay tribute to Edge, who at one point did his trademark pose with his mother. Edge and Christian also did a 5-second pose for the benefit of those with, quote-unquote, flash photography. WWE cameras filmed the entire thing, and it will likely be on the WWE website after SmackDown airs. There's also talk backstage about including it in the new Edge DVD that would chronicle the last year of his career. But that was more thrown out as a conversation than a possibility, as opposed to something that was confirmed to happen.
You know, I
always like when they do that kind of stuff.
You know, I could be wrong, but I think I saw Edge's first dark match here before a Raw. It was a Raw where they had a Hell in a Cell match between, I think, Stone Cold and Kane, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that, Contreras?
Was that the one where Undertaker came through the ring and beat the shit out of Paul Bearer?
Oh, man, I can't even remember. I just remember it was Stone Cold and, like, Kane. It was, like, either a cage or a Hell in a Cell kind of a thing.
They never had a Hell in a Cell match. Those two never had a Hell in a Cell match.
They did have a tag team match. It was Austin and Undertaker against Kane and Mankind in the Hell in a Cell. So, and that's where Undertaker came out. Paul Bearer locked himself in the cage so nobody could get to, so Undertaker couldn't get to him. But Undertaker was underneath the ring and he came out and then beat the shit out of Paul Bearer, and Steve Austin went after Kane on top of a cage.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. That's the one. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, before the show, I mean, I could be wrong, but I think I one time heard that that might have been his first dark match, and he got the treatment. I mean, people weren't just they had already been showing the promos for a few weeks by then, and you know, he pretty much had the same look he always had, but he was getting heckled, you know, during the match and coming out and leaving and stuff. But
it's funny. On YouTube, I'll go over there and they'll have like. Edge and Christian squash matches from like WCW Worldwide in like 1995 or something, or 96, from when they did enhancement work there, getting beat by Kevin Sullivan and guys like that. Pretty cool.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Wow. You're going to send me some of those links. But it just brings back memories of him and Christian. I mean, him and Christian were just so freaking awesome, man. They were...
And entertaining.
5 seconds... The pose thing, and when it came out like the Elvises, and
those two and Kurt Angle when they did the little thing, they kind of you know, had an association there. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, and the stuff with Mankind or Mick Foley too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean Scott, dude, they were just awesome. It's too bad Edge had to retire. I mean, it really is.
Our last bit of news comes out of the WWE. They are having a pay-per-view this weekend. It is called Night of Champions. The Divas Championship, Kelly Kelly versus Beth Phoenix.
Five-star match.
Sure. U.S. Champion Dolph Ziggler versus John Morrison versus Alex Riley versus Jack Swagger in a fatal four-way match for the U.S. title. Okay.
I think Jack Swagger stealing the pin. To win Dolph's title. Pin somebody else.
Oh, that'd be interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Hmm. The tag team champions who have the worst tag team name that I've ever heard, Air Boom.
No, he's double.
Oh, please. That's a horrible name.
That Ding
versus
Dong.
Awesome Truth.
That Ding Dong.
Okay, somebody reputable. Kofi and Evan are a reputable tag team. They're a good tag team, and then they slapped this Air Boom on them.
I don't know what I'm saying. Like, you know, when Dave Bryant talked about this a few weeks ago, and they said
the name's
a bad name,
over.
Like Strike Force. I thought Strike Force was an awesome name.
Yeah, I thought that was a good name, too, actually.
I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? But, no, I mean, Air Boom is going to get over as a name, trust me.
I'm going to pick Air Boom to win.
My good personal friend Evan Bourne is finally getting a little bit of a push, and
personal
I can't
friend,
wait for
you guys
him.
Hang out.
Yeah, we do hang out in limousines in Las Vegas, right?
Okay.
And
anyway,
I'll be watching Vengeance, you know, in my specialty provided by one Evan Bourne.
So Air Boom is facing Awesome Truth, which consists of Miz and R-Truth for the tag team titles. The World Heavyweight Champion Randy Orton versus Mark Henry for the World Heavyweight title. I think this will be good, but Randy better have his working shoes on.
I would put the belt on Mark Henry.
Absolutely, if you can get it around him.
Yeah, I mean, either that or... I would maybe have, like, Randy go over, like, in one of those, like flash pin deals and then get destroyed afterwards to lead, like, to Hell in the Cell or something.
Right. I gotcha.
You want to see a Hell in the Cell between Randy Orton and Mark Henry?
Sure. Why not?
I could think of worse. See, next up we got WWE Champion Alberto Del Rio versus John Cena for the WWE title. I think this will be a great match, actually. Okay, it'll be a good match.
Yeah, it'll be really good.
And
it's too early to put it back on Cena, so because they got the Mexican thing coming up, so I'd do something to keep the belt on him.
The Mexican thing? You mean the tour?
The Mexican tour. Yeah, the thing. The guy.
The thing. I understand. And in the main event, I want you to notice that neither of these men are World Heavyweight Champion or WWE Champion, but it'll be Triple H versus CM Punk in a no DQ match. If Hunter loses, he is fired as COO of the WWE.
Hey, what happens if Punk loses?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay, nothing. So are they basically telling us who's going to win already?
You know, after these past few weeks of build-up, I really want to see Hunter kick this fucker's ass.
Me too.
This guy's a whiny bitch. CM Punk is just a whiny, whiny bitch.
You know, Hunter was getting the best of him on SmackDown, or excuse me, on Raw on Monday. I really thought that Hunter's promo was better.
It's easy to do that when you can't respond to certain comments made.
And CM Punk was kind of cowardly, and then he showed how cowardly he was when he sucker punched him with a microphone.
Yeah.
So who's the heel and who's the babyface?
Like a whiny heel here. I want to see Hunter kick his ass. I mean, Hunter, when he got into, I'm taking the suit off, I'm coming to kick your ass. I said, that's a good wrestling promo right there.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe
I could want
Hunter to win. Maybe that's not what I should want, but, you know, with the way it's been built up, I want to see Hunter beat this dude up.
I wouldn't go that far. I would imagine Hall, Nash comes back at the end of this match.
Yeah.
I just hate Hunter so much, I don't give a fuck who he's wrestling. I want him to lose.
Why do you hate him so much?
Because he's a great wrestler.
No, he is a great wrestler, and he has great matches, but who's the biggest asshole in the history of pro wrestling?
I doubt that.
I don't care enough about wrestling to hate anybody. I don't care enough about this shit to hate anybody. I don't care what anybody does.
That's because you're racist, and then it bug you when he races the thing as a bigger key to keep him from winning.
Did you say I'm a racist?
Yep.
So I don't
hate
Hunter
as a white man? Racist.
Hmm?
Oh, don't try to figure him out, Couture. It's just not worth it.
Right.
Well, you're from the South, dude. You just are racist.
You're from farther south than he is.
I didn't say I wasn't racist.
Oh, okay. Well, that's on record.
I hate everyone equally.
I see.
I don't know what I said to. I got a black friend.
Everybody.
Rodney's not black, dude. He doesn't count.
Who? Rodney's not black?
Okay. Right. He looks black on the outside, but trust me, he's the whitest. He's whiter than all either one of you two.
I wish I could argue with that. that's all the news that I have, but there's something on the front page, I'm sure, unless you've been living under a rock for the past day or two. The Rock is going to be wrestling at Survivor Series, and looks like he's going to be teaming up with Cena in a Survivor Series-style match.
And they'll be teaming up with Air Boom.
I think it's better to do it that way than have them on opposite sides. Because, you know, actually in a match together for Mania, like opposing each other. I like the whole team thing. And, you know, plus they can play up, like, attention and stuff. And plus get a chance to see Rock against somebody else, like some guys we hadn't seen him against before. So I'm looking forward to it.
That's a good point.
I'm not going to flip out like people on the board say, oh, God, they just killed the WrestleMania by raid. Oh, my God, what have they done? They're so stupid.
They got a way to set it up to set up WrestleMania because –
yeah.
Basically, what's going to happen? The Rock is everyone's going to go crazy for The Rock. They're going to be somewhere where Cena's going to be booed even more, right?
Yeah.
Where everyone's going to hate Cena. Yeah, they're going to hate Cena. They're going to love The Rock. So The Rock can play it off like, hey, they love me. They don't love you. You could have it where Cena's slowly getting frustrated. And, you know, you could have Rock just kind of egg him on, you know, like friendly egging him on during the match and just kind of just build to that a little more and more. Until the end where you have John Cena layouts get so pissed off at The Rock that he lays them out, and then you have your build for WrestleMania.
And plus, this will probably do one of the bigger buy rates for Survivor Series that we've had the last few years, I think.
Yeah. And that was that was my better idea than Dave Meltzer, and I was even stoned when I thought of that.
A quick thank you to Haphazard, who put the picture of the skeleton Hulk Hogan in the thread on F4W. Yeah, you can check it out. It's pretty amazing.
You know, we were talking about, I was just going to say this real quick. You're talking about agents and stuff in TNA, and Lance Storm just got a job as a producer for this Wrestling Revolution project. It was announced like last week.
Yeah, that's really cool. I like his what did he call it? The believability Nazi or something like that?
The logic Nazi or something.
Yeah, logic Nazi. Yeah, that's a great term. Yeah.
Oh shit, that is awesome. Oh my god.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Wow, logic.
And knowing how stern he can look, I can probably actually picture him, you know, like in a Nazi uniform.
Oh yeah, he could totally pull it off. He could be stepping right behind JBL.
I'm looking forward to this project. I mean, they've got some pretty interesting names and some big names coming in, and I think it's going to be distributed like through Netflix and stuff, so I'll be able to see it.
Interesting. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Awesome. And that's all the news we got for this week.
Do we know who they signed? I know they signed like Snitsky and MVP and that one junior Devitt or something.
Let me look it up real quick. You talk.
Because it sounds like they actually have some decent talent, but we'll see how it goes. You know, I have a Urban Wrestling Federation.
You know, he put that promo out that was on the front page of Brian's site, and I watched all like minute 25 of that. That looks stupid. I have no desire to see that ever.
What are you talking about?
That Urban Wrestling Federation.
Oh God, I don't watch that shit. No, it's not because I'm racist.
The guy described it as what's that one game? He said it was like a video game with just a little wrestling thrown into it.
I don't even like that kind of music. I don't even watch that shit on wrestling.
Did you find any more info on? On that wrestling organization.
There, Nick can make something so easy be so hard sometimes.
Well, especially when you're under pressure.
You know, like when you just something simple, you want to look up on YouTube, and you go through the whole thing, it's just like the simplest thing in the world, and it's not up there. It just pisses me off.
I like how Couture made it funny, and he didn't even know it.
What were you looking for on YouTube that you couldn't find?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was a good idea right here.
I don't remember. It was something simple.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Who cares?
What are you watching tomorrow, Craig? ROH or the UFC?
I'll probably end up doing both. I got an invite from Brian to show up at his place about 4:30, and he said plan on staying until midnight, so he's wanting to do both, I guess. We'll see how that goes. ROH, looking forward to. WWE, I'm looking forward to. I really don't have an opinion on UFC this weekend. Get the battle of the...
I can name three fighters off the top of my head.
Yeah, there's the two Jakes and Court McGee. That's the only ones I know.
Yep.
So.
Yep, that's all I know, too. I mean, you talk about... And then you got Jake Shields in the main event, and that's like they just purposely trolled Rodney or something. He hasn't actually told me he's going, but I would assume he is since it's right there. I know Oliver is in town. But, I mean, it being one of the best shows of all time, but, you know, as far as knowing who the fighters are or caring, I mean, I'd much rather watch ROH if I had to pick.
Yeah, I'm really stoked to watch ROH. I think it's going to be a great pay-per-view. They always do good shows, man. But, busy weekend. Lots of shows on this weekend, so.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Anyway, any more luck to turn?
Any what?
Any luck finding the roster for this federation thing?
No, all these headlines give me one person at a time. I need something with everybody in the damn thing. Nah, screw it.
So basically, yeah, like I say, you got MVP, Jensnitsky, and a few other people.
I don't think Gene Snitsky's been signed.
I'm pretty sure I saw Snitsky's name being signed somewhere.
I know Ken Dolan was signed. Sean Spears. Not sure who else.
And are they going to change everybody's name? Like, every single person is going to get, like, a remake?
They changed MVP's name to, like, a Muslim name.
Oh, really? Wow.
Interesting.
Like, if there was one guy
Hassan
who said, I want to keep.
Hassan Assad is MVP's name. Wasn't he the terrorist guy in WWF?
No, that was...
Armand, I can't remember.
It's close.
All these names sound. All the terrorist names sounded like
Muhammad Hassan or something.
Muhammad Hassan.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Ed, that's pretty much it. You want to throw some plugs?
Yeah, everyone check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at AngryMarks.com, along with a lot of other shows. And that's pretty much it. What are you doing this coming weekend? Or besides, you know, this weekend? What are you doing? Any plans coming up, Craig?
Yeah, I've got actually was going to tell you I'm not going to be on the show next week. My friend Matt Cleary will be in town. I've got a bunch of Pearl Jam-related things to do next week. I've got a Pearl Jam 20 movie screening that I'm going to in Seattle on Tuesday. And then Matt will be in here on Friday, and then next Sunday we're going to be on our way to BC to check out Pearl Jam. So I'm pretty stoked.
I'm sorry, but Matt Perry, is that again an excuse for you to miss the show? You're just going to have to tell him to sit there and be quiet like Rodney and do the show.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Because I am a good host, unlike the person who hosted Rodney.
You know, I was gonna send Granny a message saying, "Hey, Granny, you know, this is Craig saying this and just saying how unhappy you were with Brian." But I forgot. But I don't, she probably wouldn't even have read it because, you know, she gets all defensive about Brian.
Well, there's no reason to bring Granny into it.
Remember that one time she called him a little bitch.
That was pretty good, but she was reading something, so. let's not drag Granny into all this drama, for goodness sake.
I'm not making fun of Granny. I'm just saying what I wanted to do, and unfortunately I forgot. But, hey, Katrina, what do you guys think coming up interesting?
Nope. Just existing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
sad. I'll give you my Netflix pick of the week.
Okay, yeah, do that.
I'll give you my Netflix pick of the week. I've been watching the first three seasons of Breaking Bad. Have you seen the show?
I've heard it's an awesome show.
Awesome, awesome show. In fact, you should go start watching it right when you get off the phone here.
I'm not going to do that because I went out and got the Star Wars Blu-ray set right after work today, so I think I'm going to throw in a couple of those tonight.
Are you going to fast forward to where Vader says, no, and Return of the Jedi?
And then cries? No, I'm not going to do that.
Didn't they make a shitload of changes on this?
Not a ton, but it is high def, so, you know, what are you going to do?
I just love all the nerds flip out about it. That's the fun
thing. Yeah, I was about to say that, because I've been hearing people are in an uproar about shit that got changed.
I heard that Vader actually cries when he's, you know, on his deathbed there at the end. But other than that, I haven't really heard a whole bunch about it. I just was geeked that it was on Blu-ray.
But yeah, everybody check out Breaking Bad on Netflix. Show about this high school chemistry teacher. He's diagnosed with lung cancer, and so he hooks up with a former student of his to start producing and selling methamphetamines. Awesome show.
I see.
And they have all these wacky adventures dealing with drug dealers. And there's lots of killings and stuff and sex and all that good stuff.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like a heck of a family show. I'll be sure to miss that.
Makes me want to sell methamphetamine.
Well, why wouldn't it?
That's why I like to watch Weeds, because it's a lot safer to sell weed than methamphetamine. But anyway, oh, by the way, I finally got my shirts this past week, Craig. Thank you very much.
What? It took that long to get there? Holy cow.
Yeah, it took a while for it to get. I was like wondering where it was, and it just showed up. I don't know, maybe Monday or so.
I sent that off like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I've got another batch that I'm sending out tomorrow, and that's pretty much it. I got 5 shirts left, so if you want one, get on it quick. I got hardly any left.
What sizes do you have? So maybe people will be more interested.
I've got one medium, 3 larges, and 1 XL left. So if you want one, hit me up, and we'll work something out.
Okay. Cool. Now, can you tell us how many you sold total?
I want to say it was 48 or 38. I think it was 48 total.
The Granite kicked your ass. The Granite Gangster just whooped you all's butt.
Not really.
I think she sold like 60 or 70, didn't she?
No, she didn't sell that many. She didn't sell that many.
But anyway, it's a nice shirt. It's a cool shirt.
Thanks. Yeah, and the black long sleeve will be next, with the diagonal F4W down the front. It's going to be pretty cool. I'll get those out in the next couple of months. Just in time for your holiday shopping needs. What's that?
Is there a picture of that one yet?
It's the one on the F4W shirts page. It'll be black with long sleeves, and it has F4W, and it'll be kind of like on the lower part of the shirt. On the left side. So that one will cost a little bit more, but it'll be cool. Anyway,
well, I guess we can end the show. Everybody come back next week. I guess me and Couture will have to think of something to talk about. I don't think it'll be too hard.
I'll try to set you guys up, I guess, too.
With VAR, that's going to be like Ron Feinstein or somebody. But
I could do that.
That'd be fun.
It would be Feinstein. Anyway.
That'd be very controversial, that's for sure. But anyway, everybody come back next week, and we will talk to everybody then.
Be the man! You gotta beat the man! You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the mansion shit. Let's go hook him up!
Oh, hands on her, hands on her, hands on her, K-Star! Oh, what the? He's broken! Terry Buckham's gone crazy! Watch the open eyes! 316 says I just whipped your ass. You take it all away. I'm gonna dog you until I wear your Texas ass out every day. The game is off to play.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.